I am so excited to announce our new platform launch, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going, but the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, IU, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme? Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It's Friday. I'm excited about today's show. This is episode 1,231 of the 49ers Rush Podcast. That is a lot of episodes, and I'm so thankful to be here with you guys today. Now, today is a fun show. I have built into the schedule throughout several parts of the year little reminders that, like, hey, at this point, you should do this show. At this point, you should do this show. And that's what we're going to do today. Today is our report card episode after the first quarter of the season. So what we're going to do is, this took a long time, but it was worth it. You know, I'm homeschooling now, which I'm not the biggest fan of, but whatever. I digress. I'm in the mode. We got to stay in the mode. So we're going to be giving grades. We're going to be giving grades to the offense, defense, special teams. But even more so than that, I went through every damn player, left off a couple, but we're giving every single player a grade, A plus all the way to F. Now, spoiler alert, there are 4 A pluses that were awarded out of the entire offense, defense, and special teams. There was 1 F grade. Just one. Yeah, you guys can guess who it is. I won't tell you who it is, but we're going to go through everything and then we'll finish up with the team as a whole, the overall grade. We'll look at that. Now we're going to be cross-referencing PFF scores, Pro Football Reference scores, statistical categories, my own film analysis, all those things. Is this a unflawed process. It is not. There are holes, and we could argue, and that's great. Arguments are always a good thing. Disagreements are always a good thing because we are all here for the same reason. We love the 49ers, and as long as we're part of the faithful, everything else is just a detail. You can hash that out. Like, I love getting into 49ers arguments and whatever. Like, those are fun. But, man, you know, social media, today's day and age, if you disagree with one player's take on or one person's take on a player, you're enemies and you're a clown and I don't like that. We don't do that here. So appreciate you guys. What's up, Raphael? Appreciate all the hashtag CCs. Kevin, already dishing out the grades out there. Jeremy, so here's my first question to you guys. I have 4 A-plus grades. 4. Who would those 4, offense, defense, special teams, who do you think deserve the 4 A-plus grades out there? What's up, Josh? Appreciate you, man. He says, at work. Enjoy the live. I'll catch you later. I believe it, man. Bobo, my man. Appreciate you. Josh says, Tabor Pepper, F-. He was not an F-. He was close. He did not get the F grade. It was pretty close. Tabor Pepper's been really bad throughout this season. Probably coming off one of his worst games of his entire career most recently. Good thing is, it didn't really matter too much, but Tabor Pepper was a very, very bad grade. Let's see here. Bobo says A-plus Fred Warner, A-plus Juwan Jennings, tied with Jordan Mason. Ooh, nice guesses. We'll see if he's right. What's up, Vince? Appreciate you. RTP, the man. What's up, Matthew? Glad to see you here, man. Bobo says, I get treated like a clown for criticizing Shannon. No, not here. You don't. I disagree. But no, Bobo, you and me, dude. No. Don't say that. Next time we're together, man. Drinks on me, my friend. We need to hang out in person. That is not true. Ben says, Pooney, Warner, Jennings. Ooh, I like that. David, appreciate you. Glad you're here. Warner and Jennings. Yes, Fred Warner and Juwan Jennings are both A-plus grades. That is correct. I will say that. There's two more. Demo, Pooney, Jennings, Mason. Man, you guys are good. You guys are good. Sambo did not get an A-plus grade. I thought about it. I mean, he's pretty damn good. His PFF score says he is. He's only played like 25 snaps, so that kind of factors into it a little bit for me. Pooney, Pooney was not an A-plus grade for me. He was close, but he wasn't there yet. He was not there. Oh, no, Shad. Oh, no. He says, my 6 a.m. flight was overbooked. I'm stuck at the airport. It's beers and rush at 9 a.m. The airport is a wild, wild west of our civilization. It is the only point in the world where it will be early in the morning. I'm with you, Sean. And you're like, I guess I could drink a beer. Like, and then you turn to your right and your left and you see all these other people drinking beer. It's like, yeah, beer for breakfast. Dude, no judgment shall be passed upon thee, Sean. Enjoy the cold beverage. Drink your vegetables. That is the way to go. Okay, Bobo, thank you, man. I was worried here. He says, not here, Brother John. Good deal. Shane, Arizona 49ers Empire. Man, the best out there. You guys, there's so many great chapters. Arizona, Seattle up there with freaking everybody. They're unbelievable. There's so many. Niners Empire, all the, I love it. But Shane, can't wait to hang out again soon in Arizona. They're making us wait till the last game of the year. But that last game, which could be flexed, might be the most important game of the season. I think that Seattle game this next Thursday, which we're going to be at. Dude, how cool was Thursday night football last night? You got to see primetime Kirk Cousins. I think the whole thing, I'm putting my kids through school based on betting against Kirk Cousins at primetime, but I stopped a year ago. thankfully, that game was incredible. And man, if Thursday night football was always like that, the complaints would be minimal. Now, I don't want next week's Thursday night football game to be like that, because that's 49ers and Seahawks. I want that to be a blowout. Niners handle their business. But if you are going, if you shouldn't, it's the most important game on the 49ers schedule. If you're going to one road game and you can make it work, this Seahawks game's going to be it. We're going to be up there the day before kickoff. We're going to be at the Press Box Seattle, one block south of the stadium. 5 to 9 p.m., DJ, giveaways, you name it. Going to be incredible. And then we got an all-you-can-eat, all-you-can-drink tailgate. Give it away. Way too much stuff. This will be our third year at this location. It's absolutely incredible. We had like 280 people there. Then we were there for last year for Thanksgiving. People came out. It was absolutely great. Go to 49ersrushroadtrip.com. We'll be there Wednesday and Thursday. Check it out. Come hang out. We could use you. If money's an issue, don't let that be a reason not to come. Just email me, 49ersrushpodcast@gmail.com. We'll make it work. We don't do this for the money. We do it for the community. Now, it does cost a lot to throw premium parties with unlimited drinks, and we're not doing cheap stuff. I don't do cheap stuff. Now, and let me say this. There's other groups out there throwing tailgates and parties in Seattle. That's awesome. Like, I'm going to promote their event. I think different price points and different things is wonderful. I don't care who you're with. If you're with the 49ers community anywhere, we all win. That's what it is. And so I know the 408s, they're doing something up there. Love the 408 chapter. They're unbelievable. They put out Able, and what they do is awesome. So check them out. I'm not sure the exact details of their thing. I don't think Gold Bar's doing anything. But if you know, or let me say it this way, and this it stands all the time. If there is any event for 49ers anywhere, tag me on Twitter, tag me on Instagram, Facebook, whatever social media, email me. I'm happy to promote it, even if it's at the same time as our event. Like, I just want people together. That's all I want. And if you can make friends with other 49ers fans and whatever else, we all win. That's what it is. Obviously, I want you to come hang out with us, but I understand. We do a premium expensive tailgate. It's expensive to do top shelf drinks unlimited for 3 straight hours. That costs a lot of money. I don't want y'all to see my credit card bills and what I got to pay for these things, but that's what it is. Anyway, love you guys. It's what it is. Oh, RTP, they not like us. Oh, dude, I'm just saying. They're incredible. I love the 408s. I love all those guys. Anyway, take that for what it is. Rick, John, good morning. Good afternoon. Where you may be across the country. Let's go. Yeah, I want to know where everybody is. I love these roll calls. I'm in East Bay. I'm over in El Cerrito. Now, today's a little bit different day. It's Miss Chapman's birthdays this weekend. So we're going out to the beach today because she works for the weekends. So we're going out to the beach today. We're going down to Pacifica. We're going to have a good time. We're going to chill. Really, really excited. I got my sailboat shirt on. You can't see it. There you go. That just designates we go into the beach. That's what it is. It's hot as hell out there. What's up, Sid? Val, is Kittle playing Sunday? I would say yes. Now, here's why I say yes. I've had rib injuries. And if you have ever had a rib injury, you know the pain that is. It sucks to breathe. If you sneeze or cough, God help you. You feel like you're going to die. It's a pain tolerance issue. Now, George Kittle is a gladiator. He is the definition of just freak human being that can overcome insane obstacles and will just laugh into the face of danger. Here is George Kittle when he was asked about his ribs Sunday after the game.
How are my ribs? Why? Says who? Who is the rumor from? You guys are just incredible. Fantastic. Thanks, guys.
Exactly. Like, he's the type of person that just will not even acknowledge what it is. And yeah, I think Kittle's playing. That's why. Because rib injuries do not stop you. I mean, if it's broken ribs, that's one thing. My assumption is if he had broken ribs, you're not sending him to the press conference literally after the game. I think you rest him. Guys like him and Warner don't need the reps in practice. Obviously, you want them to get the reps, but I think he's playing. Again, I've been wrong. I thought Debo was going to play 2 weeks ago, and I was wrong. So take that for what you will. I thought Kittle was going to play 2 weeks ago, not Debo, and I was wrong on that one. I think he's playing. This is too damn important of a game. His arch nemesis is on the other side, Buda Baker. You think he's going to miss a chance to play against Buda Baker? They didn't get to play against him last year, and he talked about how much he missed it. Like, this is the Lex Luthor to, no, sorry. This is the Batman to Joker. Like, he's the Joker. He's got the Joker tattooed on his arm. He's not missing this game, guys. He's not missing this game. He is not missing this game. We got Los Angeles County. Oh, I'll pass that on. Thank you, Matthew. We got Cypress, Texas. Kevin, you got some good football around your way, bro. I got some coaches up that way. Sid, thank you. I'll pass all this on. Love it. All the happy birthdays. You guys are incredible. Vince, Santa Rosa, Val, appreciate that. Thank you guys so much. 951 Faithfuls, Riverside. Riverside, they got, man, I've seen some of the pictures. I think it's the barbecues you guys do in the summer. It's impressive. I need to make my way down to one. Shoot, send me an invite, man. I'd love to come down. Vance, appreciate it. Man, look at all these nice people in the chat. I love it. Val says, okay, just wanting to know, I have a Kittle jersey. So, yeah, man. So, what I did, this was rough. I brought, I think it was week one. Yeah, it was week one. We were at, goodness, it's been such a long time. No, it was week two. We were at, it was week one. It was at the game. I brought my CMC jersey. I brought my Hufanga jersey. And then I also brought my Brock Purdy jersey. And so I was like, man, what am I going to wear? And then I think I ended up changing my mind as I was walking to the car. I went back and grabbed my Frank Gore jersey because they were doing the halftime thing. And so I ended up wearing my Gore jersey. So you always got to have backup plans. What's up, Papa J? Appreciate you. Was Armstead out last Cardinals game? That is a wonderful question that I can find out very, very quickly. So in 2013, we played the Cardinals twice. We blew the doors off both times. The second game, let me check the box score. Eric Armstead is nowhere to be found. So the answer is no, he did not play that game. So hopefully that Eric Armstead did not play the last time we went against the Cardinals. Sonia, great question. Always keeping me on my toes. And right here, RTP, division's on the line. He's going to go. That's what it is. That's what it is. Ooh, we got Hill Air Force Base. Thank you, David, for your service, my man. Up in Utah. Kittle's a beast. I'm with you. So let's do this. Let's get going. I'm caught up on some of the comments. Let's go through grades. Let's start offense. We'll do the overall offensive. Actually, no. We'll start with the overall offensive grade. The 49ers, currently, they are the 8th ranked offense when it comes to points scored. They are 2nd in the NFL in total yards. Incredible. 1st in yards per pass attempt. 17th in yards per rush attempt. You look at what they've done on third downs, they are 6th overall. Now, my biggest problem, I gave them an A- offense overall. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorns recommends an expert build portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests the money for you. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns, and let me just say this. I've used Acorns app for years. Very little work. You put it in. You pick your portfolio. It goes in, and it gives your money a chance to grow with Acorns. It's been incredible. I cannot recommend the Acorns app any more than I already do. I use it personally, and my family uses it personally. I recommend it all the time. So head to acorns.com/49ers or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Client testimonial, compensation provides incentive for positive promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/49ers. Did you know Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in over 30 states, including California, Florida, Georgia, and Texas? You sign up today and you get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. All you do is pick two players, whether they're going to do more or less. It's easy. You think Justin Jefferson's going to get more than 83.5 yards this week? Let's say you just want to focus on 49ers. Brock Purdy, more or less 229.5 passing yards. Brandon Ayuk, he struggled, 64.5 receiving yards. If you think they're going to hit that, you just pick two. If you're right, you get paid. That simple. And so whatever it is you want, download the app today and use code 49ers, 49ERS, to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, that's promo code 49ers. So go check out Prize Picks. Run your game. Attention Niner fans and watch aficionados. Elevate your game with the Breitling Chronomat San Francisco 49ers Team Edition now at Topper Jewelers. Celebrate the NFL's 104th anniversary with a Swiss-made timepiece that blends sophistication with sporting capability. Introducing the Breitling Chronomat, crafted in honor of the San Francisco 49ers, this 42-millimeter marvel features a striking crimson-white dial that finished with the iconic red and gold 49ers logo placed prominently at 9 o'clock. Limited to just 104 pieces, this watch showcases your team spirit with distinctive colors and logos. Powered by Breitling's in-house BO1 chronograph movement, it combines precision with a bold design. And with a 70-hour power reserve, 200 meters water resistance, and a sapphire crystal, it's built for both action and elegance. Catch this exclusive piece at Topper Jewelers at topperjewelers.com, where tradition meets the thrill of the game. But you'll want to hustle, because once these 104 pieces are gone, they're gone forever. Discover this 49ers edition as well as other iconic Breitling watches like the legendary Navitimer and Mighty Super Ocean, now at Topper Jewelers. And while supplies last, mention this ad in the 49ers rush to receive a special gift with your next Breitling order.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, sending away good jobs and diminishing our capability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make the kind of high-quality clothing staples you need for a comfortable, stylish, and active summer wardrobe. Like vintage-style tees, tough tank tops, breathable polos, lightweight sweatshirts, shorts, and so much more. All made right here in the USA. From growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
The two games that you lost, the offense left a lot out there. One, you have a 17-point total. That ain't going to do it. And every time the 49ers score 17 points, we lose. That's just what it is. Now, the Jets, you scored 32. In New England, you scored 30. Two out of four games, you scored 30 points. That's great. However, 10 of those points against the New England Patriots were from the defense. The pick six from Fred Warner. The Samo fumble, you got zero first downs and kicked a field goal. Offense contributed nothing. So that's a 20-point offensive production game, even though you got 431 yards. That was awesome. Three out of four games over 400 yards. And the one game you didn't go over 400 yards, you got 396. That's pretty damn good. But I'm going with the A-minus because the few times you needed them, you just had some bad quarter performances. You should be better. And, you know, I thought about A. Then I had A-minus. Then I changed it to A. And then I went back and changed it to A-minus. That 17-point thing, like, you lost because the offense, their special teams was terrible as always. Speaking of offense, man, look at Don Burr in the house. What's up? Detroit versus everybody. All offense, no defense, baby. But got to give a salute to the Detroit Lions. You guys beat Seattle in what was Pac-12 after dark. That was awesome. Now, appreciate that. Y'all got to work on that defense, man. That is suspect. But a lot of defenses are bad. We even saw that last night in Thursday Night Football. Offenses could do whatever they want. Filthy Casual, love the title. Is the poor red zone performance all because CMC isn't there? Not all because, but, I mean, he's literally the best red zone player in the NFL. How many games in a row did he have with a touchdown? Like 24? Like some stupid 21? Yeah, you don't have that. Makes it difficult. There's no doubt. Aaron says, got to give him an A. Way too many turnovers. Probably a D for playing well with others. Way too many penalties. There we go. So I gave the offense an A minus. Now, let's go through the players, okay? Brock Purdy, A plus. Brock Purdy, A plus. Even the game where he didn't have the Avengers or all the All-Pros, whatever else, maybe his best game. Maybe his best game. I mean, if you look at PFF scores, he's got an 87.6. He's one of the highest graded quarterbacks in the NFL as far as that goes. He's got, you know, completing 69% of his passes. Nice. 1,130 yards. He's on pace for 4,800 yards passing. 5 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. 54 first downs, leads the NFL. Leads the NFL in yards per pass attempt, 9.3. The sacks are a little bit of an issue, but no. Brock Purdy, A+. Juwan Jennings, whoo, golly, A++. That dude is the wide receiver one so far. We'll see how long that lasts. You got to give him more snaps. You got to give him more targets. And somebody's like, oh, well, all of his production came in one game. No, it didn't. No, even if you took away, like, I hate that. My mind does this, right? Because anytime, this is the human behavior. And I am victim of this as well. This is not me calling out other people. This is me calling all of us out, myself included, okay? I'm looking in the mirror here. Anytime I go to make an argument that Juwan Jennings is the wide receiver one, I immediately in my head start comparing him to what Ayuk has done. I don't like that I do that. And I think that also, anytime I make the argument for Juwan Jennings being wide receiver one, people feel I'm attacking Ayuk. Maybe I am subconsciously, and then come out and bash Juwan Jennings to elevate Brandon Ayuk. And I hate that it's that way. That's not the way teams work. It's not. Now I say that, and I'm probably going to do the opposite. If you take away the one game, that, you know, huge 180 whatever yard game from Juwan Jennings, you take all those yards away. You take the entire game away. He still has more yards in 3 games than Brandon Ayuk has in 4 games. You see what I'm saying? Even if you take away that freaking epic game, and they lost in that game, which is embarrassing. But Juwan Jennings is him. The dude had 19 catches all of last year. He's got 21 through 4 games. A plus. There's no doubt in my mind. And then I'm going Jordan Mason with an A+. Dude's second in the NFL in rush yards. Second. Dude's been incredible. And the funny thing is, he has not been better than he has been his entire career. 4.9 yards per carry. The dude's just 5 yards per carry his entire career. He's upped in pass protection, been great. He's upped in the receiving game. He has 1 incomplete pass his way. 1. Throw him the ball more. 3 rush touchdowns. You had that stupid, what's it called? That stupid call where he took away one of his touchdowns, but Jordan Mason's him. He hasn't lost a fumble. Yeah, he had those 2 fumbles recently, and that was in the back of my mind. Like, do I bump him to an A? But we didn't lose either one of them, so I'm going A+. So I want to know, do you guys, what grade would you give Jordan Mason? Because I feel like he's not on the Juwan Jennings Purdy level, but this dude, in his first 4 starts, has 447 yards, 3 touchdowns. And you can talk about, oh, it's the Kyle Shanahan scheme and all that stuff. Then you look at his missed tackles and how many missed tackles this dude has forced on his own. Like, good Lord. 21 missed tackles forced. That's 5+ a game. 13+ 10-yard rush attempts. That's unbelievable. Now, I'm going to go look. Let's go look. I'm going to go check. I'm messing up my whole schedule here. Let's go look at rushing grades. I want to look at missed tackles forced. Oh, by the way, he leads the NFL in missed tackles forced. That's not a Kyle Shanahan thing. He has the most. Devin Singletary is 2nd with 20. He's got 21. Mason does. Ramondre Stevenson, 17. Derrick Henry, 17. Gibbs, 16. Like, he's forced more missed tackles than anybody. Than anybody. In the NFL. Like, oh, you're going to get me going now. Now I got to click back all the way to my stuff. Messed up. Got all crazy. Y'all making me all. Y'all didn't do anything to that. Here we go. We got A's. If Jordan Mason gets hurt, we're in serious trouble. We are catastrophic. Like, it's DEFCON 1. Like, it's bad. You got to go trade immediately. That's what it is. We got A from Val. A+. Definitely an A. Oh, man. We got somebody in Dubai. Dude, Spencer, my man. He says, Dubai Niner faithful in the house. We love you, JC. Keep it real. Dude, my man, Spencer. Dude, that is awesome. Jordan Mason gets an A for me from Sonia. Missed tackles, average yards per carry. Would have more production if they checked down. I agree there. Vince says, JP's a monster. Hugo says A plus. Where's the CMC checkdowns? Beast mode with those opportunities. Love it, love it, love it. Casual says, just wish Mason could punch it in the end zone the way it seems. Yep, I am with you there. I am with you there. That is there. So borderline A plus A. Nobody's going lower than that. David says he's amazing. I love it. All right, now my A grades. I got two A grades on offense. Dominique Pooney and Deebo Samuel. I think Deebo has elevated his play as a wide receiver. Hasn't had much success in the backfield too much. It's good, and it's nice change of pace. But I'm giving Deebo an A. He missed the game, the injury. That kind of bothers me. But, man, he came back quick. Missed one game, was back in there. I'm going an A. His blocking has improved. Almost thought about A+, but the missed game kind of hurt me. Dominique Pooney, I'm going A. He's got a 71.5 grade on PFF, which is really, really good. But I couldn't quite do the A+. The rookie, like, if I'm scaling it right, you know, I'm curving the grades a little bit. He's borderline A+, but I'm going A for Dominique Pooney. And, gosh, I hope that he is our guy there forever. Give Dominique Pooney and Kyle Shanahan lifetime contracts. Let's just stay with that. Those are my two A grades on offense. Trent, I gave an A minus. The penalties, the cramps, the issues. He's still unbelievable, but he's Trent. You get graded different than a rookie. You're not on the same scale. Trent Williams' PFF grades at 87.5, right? But the pressures, it's a little un-Trent-like. I'm going to treat you different. I always used to tell my players this. Like, look, you see me jumping on somebody and not jumping on you, you better be concerned. I coach my best players harder than everybody else. And if you show me you don't care, and if you show me you don't want to be treated like you're elite, you're not going to be treated like you're elite. You're going to be on a separate thing. Greatness is it for everybody. And if you show me you don't want greatness, you're not going to be treated like you're great, right? And Trent is great. Dominique Pooney, I hope, can be great. I hope he can. But yeah, Trent, I mean, there's still 10 to 15 blocks a game where it's just like, oh my God, he is amazing. But you're starting to get those 2 to 3 plays creep in a game that you didn't used to get. And so that's where that is. 49ers throwback, who's the best out there. Appreciate you, man. He supports everybody. Such a great dude, man. Really appreciate you. He says, breaking news, Arizona Cardinals cornerback Garrett Williams is not expected to play their best cornerback. You know what that means? Max Melton, cornerback Rutgers, who the 49ers met with 6 times in the draft. 6 times is going to be starting. He's damn good. So you're going to get youth on both sides. That's going to be a fun watch. Max Melton's unbelievable. Garrett Williams was their best corner. I was not expecting him to play, but yeah, I saw that. Thank you so much. 49ers throwback. You're freaking awesome, man. You're the man. Now, so Trent, A minus. Kittle, A minus. I would have went A, but the missed game, I don't like the missed games. That's kind of why I bumped it down. George Kittle has a 76.7 grade. His run blocking hasn't been as elite as it has been throughout his career. Again, you're a legend. You get graded differently. Now, after Kittle, I've got a big gap. Huge gap. Aaron Banks is my next graded player with a B minus. Aaron Banks is either great on a drive or bad during a drive. And, you know, we talked to, if you missed the Coach Approach yesterday with Ant, that's turned into one of my favorite shows of the week. I like all my shows. They're all great. But it's awesome. And he said, like, we need to start rotating Burford and Banks because Banks' consistency throughout the game is non-existent. And I agree. Banks in a contract year, but he's putting a lot of good tape up. He's putting a lot of bad tape up. I could start a drive, and I'm like, gosh, Banks is a Pro Bowler. Then the very next drive, gosh, Banks should be replaced. Then the very next drive, man, Banks is a Pro Bowler. At B minus. Colton McKivitz, B minus. I wanted to put him at a B. I really, really did. That dude, he is blocking so freaking well. He's the 6th highest rated player on offense with a 73.9 grade. He's graded higher than Dominique Pooney, Aaron Banks, Spencer Burford, Jake Brittle, all those guys. His run blocking is elite, just behind Trent Williams. But he's got a couple games where he's given up so many pressures and sacks really only he's only given up sacks in one game, but took points off the board, lost that game anyway. So I'm going B minus Colton McKivitz, but you're paying. He's at his pay grade. You know what I mean? So I'm cool with that. B minus. Kyle Juszczyk, B minus. And again, another player that I'm like, gosh, B plus, B minus, all over the place. The versatility that he brings is awesome. But I mean, he's got a 61.3 grade. He has the highest degree of difficulty on every single blocking play, every single play. He's doing well, and he's great, but we've seen him be better. Is his play descending? Yes. Does that mean he shouldn't play as much as he has been? No. That's not what I'm saying at all. It's just I struggled giving him what he deserved with the 64 grade on run blocking, and I think the tape shows that. Higher degree of difficulty, right? He's an AP student, so it's a little bit different, but that's where he is. Ayuk, I gave a C. That's probably people going to be pissed off about that. But, I mean, come on. The drops, non-existent in the offense for multiple quarters. You needed him to be the guy, couldn't be the guy. Rust, whatever you want to say. I don't know. So I'll say this. Y'all help me with this one. If you had to give a grade to Brandon Ayuk, if you had to, what grade through four quarters of the season? Nothing that he did last year, just these four games. He's got 13 catches on 25 targets. He's got a 52% catch rate. He's on pace for 700 yards on the season. He only has 167 yards, no touchdowns. I don't know. Like, what do you guys, let's have a conversation here. And, you know, if you want to back it up with whatever you say, and like, that's cool. Disagreements are a great thing. But I gave him a C, and I wanted it to be lower. Yes, he's getting wide open versus zone coverage. He's getting manhandled and manned by all four teams. Let's see here. Vince says C minus. Darren, my man. What's up, Darren? He says C, 30 million. RTP, C. Cynthia, C. Bobo, hopefully grades improve as the season goes on. Hugo says C range. Ed, C plus for changing his shorts. too many drops. We got a C minus. Red and Gold says D. Taking the offseason drama into context, fair. Val, C. Aaron, C minus. Bobo, C. There we go. He needs to do extra credit to improve because he missed summer school. Dude, Bobo don't play. So, and then I got Jake Brindle, C minus. Sean, yeah, C minus for Ayuk. Star players make star plays. I can't name one of those yet. Hopefully that changes. Man, can you imagine what this offense would be? Like, I gave the offense an A minus. If Ayuk just returns to the level of play that he was at, and you add that to everything that's going on, this is an A plus offense. That's just what we're missing. Sonia, I don't want to say. I like BA, so I plead the fifth. The fifth. 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth. Anyway, shout out Chappelle Show. So that's where we're at. That's the offense. Kyle Shanahan, I didn't think about giving him a grade. I'm going to go A-. A-. Freaking check the ball down, bro. Check the ball down. Now, before we get to our defense, I hope you guys jumped in on our Thursday Night Football bets. We posted that over on the 49ersRush.com. We took Baker over 1.5 touchdown passes, hit that in the first quarter. That was awesome. And we covered, we did a three-team teaser, which we get a couple extra points for each one. And so we took the Bucs plus 11. So that covered. Even though they lost, we covered that. So plus what we did last week. We haven't had a negative week yet this year. We've had two good weeks. We had one good week, one monster week, and then two break-even weeks. And it seems like we're off to a really good week so far. So if you're betting, you got to join.
You know football. You watch all the games, you know what's going to happen before it actually does. So why don't you put your knowledge to the test over at MyBookie, where you can bet on everything. Go to mybookie.ag, use promo code 49ERS49ers, or scan this QR code next to me, and they're going to match your initial deposit. Put in 50, you get 50. Put in 100, you get 100, all the way up to $1,000. Plus, you can bet everywhere. California, Texas, Doesn't matter. I've been in California for years. I've used it for six straight years. Easy to get money in, easy to get money out, trusted source, and you can bet on anything you want. You want to bet on politics, any sport, you name it. They've got the casino if that's your thing. You name it, MyBookie is there for you. Now, make sure you use promo code 49ERS to get that double deposit. And MyBookie, bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
All right, look at Aaron. He throwing shade. I wish John was my teacher. Generous grading system. I do agree. I was a generous grader. I was as a teacher, but I'm trying to think. But I beat the AP national score average, state score average, no matter what state I was in, Texas, California. Like we crushed it. I wasn't a bad teacher. I was a decent teacher. I was much more on the relationship side of things. Shocker, right? If you guys have watched these shows, that's what I meant. I do not miss curriculum, lesson plans, grading. I hated grading. I hated reading essays. Hated that. But I did enjoy the relationships with the kiddos. And that's really what I miss most about the, what's it called? Coaching as well. But now I get to build relationships with you knuckleheads. That's what it is. Val says, is Warner playing? Don't know. He's been practicing off on the side. His ankle. Ankles are weird. When you weigh 235 pounds, ankles are weirder. I think that he will be playing because it's a divisional game. Off practicing on the side, working out. He doesn't have to practice. I mean, how many games has Fred Warner missed in his career? Good Lord. Let's see here. Let's see here. He's missed. Okay. No games. He's never missed a game. What? Fred Warner has never missed a game. Rookie year, 16 out of 16. Sophomore year. 2019, 16 out of 16. 2020, 16 out of 16. 2021, 16 out of 16. We changed the rules. We go to 17 games. Fred Warner says, that's cool. 17 out of 17, 2022. 2023, 17 out of 17. This year, 4 out of 4. Yeah, I think Fred Warner's playing. I do. That's pretty awesome. He never missed a game. 102 straight regular season games. You add in the playoffs. Man, that's another freaking... 3, 6, 9, 12. Golly. That is... He's a monster. He is a monster. Golly. Kyle Val says A-. Hugo, I give Kyle a B-. Shanahan got to drop... Oh, for special teams. Okay. Let me just say my own whatever. I was grading Kyle on the offensive production. Overall, as the head coach, a little bit different grade. Yeah, you got to drop him. Nick Sorensen, got to drop him. We'll see what happens with Nick Sorensen. But special teams, yes, you are correct, Hugo. Yes, David, he called me out too. Kyle B, special teams is a problem, should have got a B. Yes, yes, yes. Man, Bobo, did you treat the football players better? Better than what, I wonder? In my class? No, harder. No. No, you're a football player in my class. You're sitting in the front row. You're showing up on time. You're setting an example for everybody else. I will call you out twice as hard. We have a relationship. You're a leader of this school. You're a leader of this team. You're a leader of this classroom, period. No, you a football player in my classroom? Whew. Yeah, you better watch it. And I would tell them, I'm calling you out on the first day, whether you make a mistake or not, to let everybody know. Like, I believed in shenanigans. I believed in theatrics. Everybody got to know. Like, this ain't sliding my room. I ran a pretty relaxed room for the most part, but when it came to disrespect in any way, shape, or form to anybody, the school, another classmate, myself, a teammate, yourself, oh, dude, I go freaking, get my shoulders all tense. I'll come at you, bro. So anyway, you take that for what you will. Nah, I was in charge of the disciplinary, and every single time after practice, that was my, I asked for that role. Like, nope. We got clowns acting up in the classroom. Boy, we're going to be having clown school after practice. That's right. Bear crawls, baby. Hop on the sideline. Let's go. Anyway, we'll take that for whatever you want. Now, defensive grade. Let's look at the defense as a whole. The statistical rankings are pretty good. Way better than I would have thought. We are 9th in points allowed. We are 9th in total yards allowed. You get to third downs, we're 26th. You get to fourth or red zone percentage, we're 18th. You know, we're technically a top 10 defense, but you have the defensive player of the year on your team in Fred Warner. You got Nick Bosa. You got a lot of talent out there. I'm going to go B minus. Defense as a whole, I'm going to go B minus. And maybe that's a little too harsh. We gave up 19 points to the Jets, 23 Vikings, 27 Rams, 13 Patriots. We had two kind of dominating performances, and the Rams and the Vikings, we just couldn't get off the field late. The offense started answering. We weren't there. We're good with turnovers. Man, maybe B? We're 5th in turnovers. I think I'm going to bump it up to a B. The problem is we're bad at bad times. I don't know. What do you guys give the offense? I'm sorry, the defense as a whole. I don't think that I'm not a fan of Sorensen so far. That dude just can't help himself. He has to run cover one. We ran it less, but every third down, cover one man, cover one man, cover one man, cover one man. And it's just like, dude, it ain't working. It ain't working. We're the 26th. Now I'm back down to a B minus. Look what I did. See, this is why you need a rubric. I'm going B. I'm going B. Now let's go through the grades individually. Fred Warner, A plus, best player. Not only for the 49ers, offense, defense, not only best player for the NFL on the defensive side, he's the best player in the NFL. He is the best player in the NFL, regardless of position, regardless of offense, defense. Fred Warner's him. Pick six, forced fumble, multiple forced fumble, all over the place. Fred Warner's the best player in the NFL. A plus. He's my only A plus. So my four A plus grades. Brock Purdy, Juwan Jennings, Jordan Mason, Fred Warner. Those are my A pluses. I gave Nick Bosa an A. Now, the reason why, dude should have had 5 sacks by now. What is he at? I think he's at 3, right? So, yeah, he's got 3 sacks. He's got more pressure. He's got 19 pressures, which is great. He's got the same amount of pressures as the entire Arizona Cardinals defense. 19. Like, plus, you look at what he does in the run game, that's A plus. But, man, he has so many missed sacks. He's got so many missed sacks. And that's an issue. So that's why I dropped him down to A. But he's closer to an A-plus than he is an A-minus. Diamador Lenore, I gave an A. Now, if we look at the PFF grades for all three of these guys, Fred Warner has the highest PFF grade in all of football, 95.9. Nick Bosa's got a 91.2. Diamador Lenore, 66.3. That's rough. So I gave Demo an A. I gave Sam O an A minus just because he hasn't played a lot. Sam O's unbelievable. I just finished the last defensive breakdown of the week. It's loading, so I'll have all the offense, defense, special teams will be loaded after this show. Sam O has a 90.2 grade. He's only played 39 snaps. He's just unbelievable, man. 5 solo run stops. Gosh, that's good. 1 forced fumble, 1 sack, 5 pressures. Great, 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 great. So I gave Sam O an A minus, but that's only because he hasn't played that much. That's it. He's so freaking good. Kevin Givens leads the team in sacks 3.5. He's got a 69.7 grade, Nice plus seven. Seven pressures. Gosh, man. Gave him an A minus. Malik Collins, B plus. Big reason why I went B plus with Malik Collins. His highlights are A plus. His consistency, not so much. He gets turned around a lot in double teams, a little too consistently with his back to the ball. And so the highlights, he looks like Incredible Hulk out there. Low lights, looks like Javon Hargrave out there sometimes, a little too often. So B plus for Malik Collins. He's awesome. Hufanga gave a B. He only played one game. He looked good in that game, but then he got rolled his ankle in practice. So the durability gets knocked a little bit for that. Hasn't made the freak plays, but consistent plays. I can't wait to get Hufanga back. D Winters, I gave a B. He's played 14 snaps. He's our fifth highest rated player. D Winters looks great. Just can't stay healthy. Can't stay healthy. That's a concern. Jordan Elliott, B. Sixth highest rated players. Played 71 snaps. Not getting a lot of pressures, but impacting the play consistently. He gets a B. Yetur Gross-Matos, B. I would have had him probably C plus, but last two games we moved him inside in pass rushing downs, and that's he's getting involved there for sure. So I like what he's bringing in that aspect, that Arden Key type role. As a defensive end, C plus. Interior pass rusher, probably B plus. Average out comes to a B. Malik Mustafa, this one was one of the hardest. I put B minus. He's put up so much bad tape the first 2 weeks. And still a lot of issues. Dropped interception that hit him in the gut. But, like, he's good. He's good. It's just, he's not there yet. You look at his PFF grade, he's got a 55.9. A lot of missed tackles, terrible angles. Give it up a touchdown. 113 passer rating allowed. Not good. But, man, you see it. It's just not there yet. It's just like Malik has these traits where you know he's going to be great. He's going to be an A player. He just ain't there yet, you know. And so you're just refining the process. But if we're grading him on what's on tape, it's not there yet. It will be. It will be. But it's not there yet. Renardo Green, B minus. He's played 33 snaps. Played the whole second half. They did not test him. At all. Like, it was weird. You swap corners and put in a rookie corner, and they just don't look his way. Alex Van Pelt is a terrible OC, man. That dude's awful. Taking tape where we broke down Kevin O'Connell versus our defense and him just abusing the mess out of us schematically, and then Sean McVay, same thing. I almost said Mike McVay. That's a whole different type of disaster. Ugh. Anyway, and then you go to Alex Van Pelt, and it's like, man, why is he doing this? Why doesn't he do this? Why doesn't he do this? Like, he's just not a good coordinator. Coaching matters a lot. And going from two elite offensive coaches to AVP, it's just like, man, why would you settle on that guy? I wish him luck. I don't know him. He might be a great guy. He might be a terrible. I don't know anything about him personally. But, nah, bro. Like, you got to go learn some things from some other guys. But Renardo Green was decent. 48.4 grade. Missed tackles, you know. He just really hasn't been tested very much, so we'll see. I gave him B minus. We'll see. Evan Anderson, B minus. I thought he played well in the spots we saw him play in one game. Isaac Yiadom, C plus. A lot of people don't want to hear this. His best game was this week, week four. He played the whole first half. He was awesome. Isaac Yiadom's the eighth highest ranked defender we have on Pro Football Focus. Like, yeah, he's had some issues and got abused in a couple games, but his play is accelerating. I think Renardo Green should start, but Yiadom, he played really, really well against the Patriots. So take that for what you will. I gave him a C plus because he had some bad games, but it was like C minus. Like, it jumped. It jumped this past week. Charvarius Ward, C. Ooh. Again, best game this past week, but still major concerns. Still major concerns. He's given up 10 catches for 131 yards and a touchdown. He's got two pass breakups. He's terrible in the run game. He's terrible in the run game. Lack of it. Does he have our worst run grade? He is our worst run defender of anybody who's taken a snap. He's worse than DFF, barely. Like, yeah, I'm going. I feel confident. C, maybe even a C minus. Jair Brown, C minus. Has not had a good game this year. So many missed tackles. He just hasn't been good. I don't know what to say. He has 125 passer rating allowed. He had a good half against the Rams, but he was bad this game. He was not good this game. So Jair Brown is somebody that I expected to be an A-plus player. I've got him at a C-minus. I'm really concerned. And it's, I don't know if it's concerned. He's having problems tackling out there. Like, that's not, I don't know. We'll see. If there's a player that I'm, like, confident their score will change, Jair Brown's at the top of the list. He's played with a revolving door as a partner, right? You've had Odom. You've had Hufanga. Now you got Malik. Like, he's having to learn and teach and help and all those things. Once Hufanga gets back, and that's the thing, right? His best half of play was when Hufanga was out there. You get your, you know, partner in crime back, I expect his play to elevate. So I'm rough on Jair Brown because I consider him an A player. So I gave him a C minus, but if there's a player that I could bet on to change their grade, it's going to be Jair Brown. Leonard Floyd, D, no early returns whatsoever. Yikes. 50.2 grade. He's getting a lot of snaps. Just no. He does have a lot of pressures, 11 pressures, but no. Just no. D, Devondre Campbell, D, no. Now he's struggling in the run game. DFF, my only F. He's got two in his name. Now he's got three. DFFF. D triple F. That's what. And I don't like being mean, but that dude is a terrible football player. He's terrible. And the 49ers just can't see it. You know, you look at the lowest PFF grade we have, 38.5. Tackling grade, lowest tackling grade, 27.3. This dude is terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible. He's got more missed tackles than he does solo stops. DFF is awful. Like, he's Ronnie Bell bad on the defensive side. Now he's banged up. Now he's kept his job because everybody's hurt behind him. Curtis Robinson, now he's on IR. D. Winters is who they wanted to. He was in and out of training camp and preseason. He's been injured twice this season. Now DFF's not practicing near as much, and now D. Winters is practicing. So that should be – the move should be made. Like, we're past – there's no excuse here. This is Brian Schneider bad. Like, why are you staying with this? It's costing you repeatedly. It's so bad. Oh, it's bad. So bad, man. Special teams gets an F grade. We have the 32nd dead last in the NFL EPA. Brian Schneider should not have a job. Bring somebody out of retirement. Promote somebody from within. Terrible, terrible, terrible. And it's across all of them. Kickoff, we're terrible. Kickoff return, we're terrible. We literally fumbled the ball into our own guy. We ran into our own guy. This is a guy you traded 2 5th round picks up to go get as a special team ace. Dude can't even, he fumbled his own guy. Terrible. Terrible. Punts, terrible. Snaps, terrible. Our best special teams grade, here we go, let's do this. We got three special teams specialists. I watched every single play, special teams the last 3.5 years. You go sign up to 40yardsrush.com or our Patreon. You go through and watch every single one. They're all on there. Every single play. Broken down 3 angles. All 22. End zone. Opposite end zone. Who breaks down special teams play? Crazy people do. And it makes me crazy. It's funny because I start my week every week. We start with offensive tape, go defensive tape, special teams tape. It's usually where we go. And I get more angry. I'm sure you guys could tell if you watch, if you support the show. And again, you know, let me just say all these things. I support my family with the income we make on our Patreon and the 49ersrush.com. If you want to support us, that's the best way to do it. You know, the road trips, whatever we make on the road trips, we put back into the road trips. Costs a lot of money to rent these places out and pay for Frank Gore, who I think we're going to get out again this year, which I'm so excited about. Yeah, that stuff costs money. And it's worth it because you see the kids and you see the people make these memories. It's awesome. How I feed my family is Patreon, the 40 Yards Rush. So if you like what we do, head over there. We have memberships as low as $1 or $2, all the way up to crazy amounts. That's where we post our bets, all the film. We put up, I think, we do 5 full breakdowns every single week during the season there. Comes out to less than a dollar. It comes out to like 25 cents a video. But you don't have to watch all the video, but it's there if you need it. Anyway, I start out on offense, and I'm like, all right, this is good, this is good. Then I get to defense. I get frustrated, swords and play calling, pissed off, mad, mad, mad. Then I get special teams, and it's just like, I don't know, man. It's F-bombs and whatever else. I just get so mad. I get so mad. And look at this, Ed. Speaking of supporting, just noticed I got my second year badge. Awesome. Thanks, John. Dude, you're the best that there is, Ed. You're the best there is, and I thank you so much. Thank you so much. But when you get special teams, it's so bad. It's just terrible. Ed, F minus minus. The highest grade I have, I got Jake Moody at a B plus. I think Jake Moody's been good. He's only missed one kick, right? So that you knocked him from an A plus to a B plus on one kick. Yeah, that's the difference in the game. That's a division game. We lost because we missed that kick. We lost for a myriad of reasons. But you make that kick, we do not lose that game. Period. That's all there is to it. Because you make the kick, then you go to kickoff. They start on the 30 instead of the 45. Time goes off the clock. Yeah, B plus. He just can't handle pressure kicks yet. Hope that changes. Mitch Wisnowski, I gave a C, and that was being nice. Mitch Wisnowski has sucked this year. Mitch Wisnowski has sucked this year, and I'm a Mitch guy. I wasn't his rookie year whenever he spent the fourth year pick on him and he was bad. His second year, he was bad. His third year was average. His fourth year when we extended him was good. Last year was a top five punter, and that's gone. So you spent a fourth round pick on a guy and extended a guy that's had one borderline top five season. Now, I took these still shots. These are on punt coverage. So if you're watching the show, you can see it. If you're not watching the show, I'm going to show you 3 still shots on punt return. I'm sorry, on punt coverage. All 3 of them were very bad kicks from Mitch Wisnowski. Terrible kicks. Low line drive, no hang down. I'm counting like 3.4 seconds on one of these kicks. And you see the coverage. So this is, one, it's bad because Mitch had a low line drive kick. 2, it's bad because there is nobody in a running lane. And you see the punt returner with nobody in front of him for 5, 10, 15, 18 yards. Terrible. Okay, here's another one. This is a second kick. Another low line drive kick. Nobody in front of the punt returner. Everybody's stacked in the exact same gap. And I break these plays down in video format over on the 40yardsrush.com and our Patreon. That's the best way to do it. But I just wanted to show how bad this is from a visual standpoint. You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 guys stacked in the same gap. Nobody in front of the ball carrier on the second one. The third still shot, you've got one guy, Isaac Yottam, who is ahead of him. But you have 1, 2, 3, 4 guys stacked. I mean, we just suck. Terrible punts, terrible punt coverage, terrible punt protection, right? You got that blocked punt. Right here, David, would you rather have Ambry Thomas or DFFF? I'd rather have Ambry Thomas. I'd rather have Ambry Thomas. Because Ambry Thomas is a decent football player, just doesn't fit our scheme because of the physicality. He's scared to hit. DFF doesn't fit any scheme. DFF literally got our punt blocked. That pretty much cost us that game. Like, DFF provides no positives. Maybe sometimes in the Tampa 2 drop as the Mike backer, which we did see this week when Fred was out in the second half, he had 2 good coverage plays, but that was it. That was it. So, yeah, B plus Moody, Mitch Wisnowski C, Tabor Pepper D. He has not been good with the snaps in the punt or field goal. And now I remember why I gave Mitch a C and not lower. It's because Mitch is the best holder in the NFL. That is where Mitch shines. Like that dude was born. He was born to take terrible snaps and just hold them perfectly. He's the best punt, like field goal holder that there is. Like, he's freaking fire at that. Like, I have to be honest. So I had Mitch at a C minus, but I bumped him up because he's such a damn good holder. I know. Did you guys want a holder breakdown? Is that what y'all were expected today? Well, you got it. That's what we do here. We break down field goal holders. I can't believe that is my life, but it's what it is. So Tabor Pepper D, I'm sorry. Like, who wants that? Well, maybe I should title the show that. How does the 49ers field goal hunter perform this week? Holder perform this week? I'm sure to get a lot of clicks. We're only here for the maniacs. You can go. There's lots of other people that cover all the other stuff. We cover punters, holders, field goal kickers. It's what it is. So those are our grades overall. If we combine, I didn't give Sorensen a grade. I'm giving Sorensen a C-. I don't think he's called any good games, but you play against Alex Van Pelt, you're going to look good. You play against Nathaniel Hackett, you're going to look good. You literally had your two best games against the two worst play callers in the NFL. The next best game that you're going to have is against the Bears. And by the way, spoiler alert, when you play the Bears, I'm going to go all in on the 49ers because Shane Waldron is their offensive coordinator, who I consider one of the worst in the NFL. So Nathaniel Hackett, Alex Van Pelt, Shane Waldron, like the trifecta of terrible play callers. I'm going all in on those three. All in. And so maybe I need to incorporate this more into my betting cycle. When we play terrible offensive coordinators, bet the 49ers. When we play good offensive coordinators, stay the hell away until Sorensen catches up. Because we're 2-2. We play two great play callers. We got shown the door. We play two terrible play callers. We shown them the door. That seems to be what it is. So we'll take that for what it is. Guys, I've got to wrap this show up. My time is done. It is time to head to the beach. I got my sailboat shirt. That's what's up. Go to go hang out, celebrate the wonderful Miss Chapman, and just have some good family time. I appreciate you guys. I'm going to load all the other breakdowns. They're going to be loaded as soon as the show ends in the next 10 minutes. They should be done loaded on YouTube, crossing my fingers. Those are going to be up breakdowns. We'll have bets of the week tomorrow. We're going to have our scouting report tomorrow. Josh has been helping with that, working really, really hard. You guys are the best. And as always, man, great season is done. The report card is done. Time to move forward. You guys are the best. Stay strong, faithful.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.